from National Public Radio. NPR Playhouse presents Nightfall.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight we have a story in which you have to consider who belongs and who doesn't. Remember whether they're a member or not. The play, based on the classic short story by J. Wentworth Day and dramatized for Nightfall by John Douglas, is called The Club of Dead Men.
Cambridge is full of ghosts. What else would you expect of a city half as old as time, crowded with bells and soaring spires, echoing courts and dusky staircases? Back home in Canada, I'd always loved the idea of ghosts, the way some people love the idea of war, until they get into one and see a man with his body in shreds and still moving. But I was lucky. For a long time, the dead avoided me. Too much white light for them in Canada, I guess. Not enough stairs leading down. But in England, of course, in Cambridge, that's another matter. My first morning in college, I really thought I had them at last. I set out to hunt them down like a collector. Specimens from another world, all ready for display. I didn't understand, you know. I never realized that their net was bigger than mine, and that they were waiting for me.
Who is it?
Good morning, sir. Don't mind me. I'm just the bedder.
You're the what?
The bedder. I makes the beds and tidies up your room like.
Oh, but I,
Never don't you worry, sir. Our young gentlemen from overseas, they take a bit of getting used to. Having a woman doing their rooms and them still in bed. Oh, Lord bless you, sir. I'm old enough to be your mother. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you, Miss...
Mrs. Posset, sir.
I'm Jim Warner, and I'm from Canada, not the States.
Yes, I've heard. Oh, my word. Had a bit of a spread last night, didn't you?
The guys... fellows down the hall decided my arrival called for a celebration.
Oh, they celebrate a pig in the master's garden, they would. Probably because they put it there in the first place. Told you all about their pranks and hijinks, eh?
Well, as a matter of fact, we got talking about the local ghosts. I learned all about the house by King's College where the invisible squire plays the harpsichord.
There's more ghosts in Cambridge than there's people living. And the best of them's right here.
Here? In the college?
Across the quad, in the room, at the top of Cow Lane.
Cow?
No, it ain't a country road. Cow Lane is an old stone staircase at the far end of the cloisters, and steep enough to break your neck to.
What happens in the room at the top of it?
Well, that's where they meet. The Everlasting Club.
Everlasting? Now that's what I'd call a really exclusive group.
Oh, you might as well say so, Mr. Warner. They're all dead, you see. A long time dead.
And who are they?
Oh, they were students. Oh, a long ways back. And very wicked, too. Every 2nd of November, All Souls Night, that is, they're supposed to meet there. But the room's been locked up for years. And nobody goes to sea. Not ever.
All Souls Night. But that's only a few days away. Mrs. Posset, You've made a sale. I'm a ghost hunter from a way back and never caught one yet. Do you think they'd let me spend All Souls Night in Cow Lane?
Oh, for God's sake, sir. Don't think of doing such a thing. Well, I shouldn't be telling you this, but, well, near 20 years ago, when I first come here, a poor young student gentleman, he thought it'd be a great lark to spend that night in the room.
Yeah, and?
Well, he must have got back to his own room somehow, because that's where he was found next morning. He'd shot himself.
Well, that doesn't. Fraud or no fraud, I'm going to spend All Souls Night in that room.
A glass of port, Mr. Warner.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm afraid it may strike you as medieval, Mr. Warner, but I'm usually addressed as master. Archaisms are widely believed to be part of our charm.
Thank you, Master.
And so you wish to learn all about the Everlastings, Mr. Warner. Club of Dead Men, hmm?
It is more or less in my field, Master.
The Everlastings are a heavy burden, Mr. Warner. We try to keep silent about them, and then when they're almost forgotten, there's another occurrence.
I've heard, Master, you have their minute book.
Ah, Mrs. Posit. So much for college discretion. You know, I wouldn't mind the bedders knowing everything if they just keep their damn mouths shut. Oh, very well. You're a scholar in the field, after all, and withholding research material is the sin against the Holy Ghost. Now, the first volume here is the minute book with the names of the members and the rules of the club. I'm afraid that many of the latter are blasphemous and obscene. This second is a journal kept by one of the members, a fellow of the college, called Charles Belasis.
And the purpose of the club?
To violate every rule, to stamp on every law, human and divine, to revel once a year on All Souls Night in honor of their lord, the devil, and to continue doing so until the ending of the world.
And do they?
You are the latest of several who tried to find out. They all came to a bad end, you know.
The Everlasting Club. Corporeal members, A.D. 1738. Meaning they were all alive at that date?
1738 was the founding year of the club. They were all in the flesh, yes.
Alanus Dermot, pres ait. Latin?
Alan Dermot, eternal or perpetual president. The evil genius of the group.
But Latin, I'm afraid I don't read.
Don't apologize. Almost no one does now. It's only the names, in any case.
Pretentious, weren't they?
Satanism is a kind of church, Mr. Warner. And the devil was a scholar long before he was a scientist.
Franciscus Witherington, Francis. Enricus Davenport, Henry.
Very good.
Jacobus Catherville. Jacobus.
Your own name, Mr. Warner. You are James, are you not?
Jim, James, yes.
So, your name in Latin is Jacobus Warner.
Hmm. Carolus Belasis. Charles.
Correct. Charles Belasis, the last survivor. Found dead 1766. Author of the journal in your hand, which tells of the terrible ending of the club.
If it ended.
If indeed. Turn the page, Mr. Warner.
Two more names. I thought Belasis was the last. Hey, they're each in a different ink, and my God, the dates.
As you say, the dates.
Robertus Farnham, 1861.
On the morning of November the 3rd, 1861, a student named Robert Farnham was found dead at the foot of Cow Lane. It was thought he came hurtling down the stairs and struck his head.
The last one is
Juliamus.
Juliamus Scott, 1960. The one who shot himself.
The few who have seen this put it down to a prankster.
Two pranksters.
Right you are. If they're genuine, the two entries are 100 years apart.
It's only a few days to All Souls Night. I am requesting your permission to spend that night in Cow Lane.
Don't tempt me.
All the others were alone at the end. If I found a buddy, someone cool, to watch with me, would you change your mind?
In the daylight? Yes, it's safe enough. But take my own master key. The servants know too much already.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Mr. Warner?
Hmm?
Let me give you one more Latin phrase. It may come in useful.
Yes?
In manus tuas, Domine. into thy hands, O Lord. And Mr. Warner.
Master?
Be careful. Witch Lord.
Oh, my God. Cow Lane's more like a stone ladder than a staircase. Whew. Oh, boy. Half these old keys never work. What? The door's open.
Hi. Welcome to the Everlasting Club. Come on in.
Well, this is a surprise. They told me this room was always locked.
It is, mostly. I got a key from one of the bettors.
Well, hello. I'm Jim Warner, across the quad.
Just call me Bill. I made the mistake of admitting I was in the Marines once. And all I get from the Brits ever since is Boot Hill Bill. You're not from the States, are you?
But Canada.
A great neighbor to the north.
Yeah.
I know. The mouse in bed with the elephant. The longest undefended psyche in the world. How about we forget all that crap and play it by ear?
Yeah, you got a deal.
Okay.
Hey, and by the way, did you say the Everlasting Club?
That's why I'm here, man. You got the bug, too?
Ooh, I got it bad. I'm into history. Started on the Hellfire Club, and, well, here I am.
Hey, man, history's my major.
Yeah?
Italian Renaissance.
Oh.
Ever heard of the infamous academy? A guy called Pomponius?
No, I never heard of him.
The whole occult gig. Black masses in the catacombs. The Inquisition chased them for years.
Oh.
But at least the Academy and the Hellfire Club, once they went to hell, they stayed there. These guys are something else.
Bill, do you think they really come back once a year?
I don't know. Love to find out, though. I thought of wheedling permission to stay here the night they break out. When is it?
November 2nd. The Feast of All Souls.
Not Halloween?
2 days later. Just as heavy, but more class.
Gotcha. Anyway, I'm just auditing lectures here, and I don't live in the college. Fat chance the master would allow me to go ghost hunting after hours, eh?
Hey, by yourself, no, but I think I've got his permission for two of us. Would you be interested?
Interested? Oh, buddy, you're going to have to tie me down to stop me. Fantastic.
I thought we'd do it right. You know, long table with the glasses, silverware, candles, the lot.
Think they can eat?
Oh, all the more for us if they can.
Right. This pad needs a real job done on it anyway. Would you look at it?
Whew. What in hell have they been storing here?
Dozens. And dozens of... chamber pot.
Oh, no. They'll always be in England.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, in the heart of darkness, in the club room of the dead, we are walled up alive in thunder mode. I haven't laughed so much this. And you damn near drop your book.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot. Do you know what these are?
No.
They're the minute book of the Everlasting Club and the diary of the last survivor, Charles Balassus.
Kidding?
Yeah, here's our homework for a little dinner party.
Then we start right now, Jim, old buddy. Which one do we tackle first?
The diary. Balassus was the last one. He was in...
At the kill.
Well, I think maybe he was the kill.
Also tonight, year of grace, 1766, near midnight and a storm approaching. It will be but a rainy dawn, I think. But it concerns me not, for I shall never see the morning. I write this for no future purpose of my own, but as a warning to those who may be tempted in a later age to the keeping of forbidden company. I am the last corporeal member of the Everlasting Club, and as such required tonight to entertain the others, should they wish to come. God help me, I think they will. The Everlasting Club began on All Souls Night 28 years ago. In 1738. It was an age of guns. For dining, for dancing, for whining, for dicing. Why not then a club for devilry? We were callow enough, the five of us. With some viciousness, I suppose. But not so bad as our president, the Honorable Alan Dermot, grandson of a duke. Great-grandson, surely, of Beelzebub.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen, order by command of the president. Order. On this first meeting of the Everlasting Club, our esteemed secretary, Mr. Witherington, will read the laws of the society for your approval. Mr. Witherington, we attend you.
Thank you. One, this society shall consist of five Everlastings, who shall be corporeal or incorporeal as destiny shall determine.
Dermot, I thought we were atheists, Dermot. Rule one smells of religion.
Cannot a gentleman mock God, Davenport?
Very well.
Rule two. On the second day of November in every year, being the feast of All Souls at midnight post-meridian, the Everlasting shall meet at supper at the lodging of the member whose turn it shall be in rotation to entertain them. All members shall subscribe in the minute book their names and current circumstance of life. No member shall be absent for any reason upon pain of fine by the president.
What's all that for? Why, my dear Balassus, as time goes on, corporeals tend to become incorporeal.
I don't follow you.
It means, Balassus, if enough of us, we survivors, vote in time, we don't have to feed the dead.
And so we went on annually for five Novembers. Members were absent for good or bad reasons and were duly fined. We drank and caroused and blasphemed and worse. And then we came to November 1743, and the noose suddenly tightened around our necks.
Order, gentlemen, order, your servants, sir. As perpetual president, I welcome you again to the annual dinner of the Everlasting Club. Is all our society present?
You can see for yourself that Mr.
Form, Mr. Witherington, form, correct form, if you please.
Francis Davenport is missing.
Fine him, Mr. President. Mock him.
But has he not been serving with the army this last year?
Irrelevant. The rules are the rules. There's a bloody minute book. Mulctatus. Per presidentam. Propter absentiam Henricus Davenport.
I thought you were a trifle hasty, Mr. Secretary. If you be an everlasting, enter.
Gentlemen. You're most humble and obedient.
Well, Davenport, don't stand there with your cloak wrapped round you like a virgin in a brothel. Come in and sit down. Take some port.
I thank you, Mr. President. I will take nothing, but am come in fulfillment of the rules.
God, Davenport, you usually stink like a carter anyway, but this time you've surpassed yourself. And you look...
But it is gunpowder, gentlemen. I have come post-haste from the battle. My apologies for the odor. It's none of my doing.
From a battle? In Cambridgeshire?
From Bettingen, in Germany.
In Germany? Well, how could you possibly...
Davenport, take off that cloak.
To oblige an old friend, Witherington?
Certainly.
God. Time was when the guts were out, the man would die. A cannonball does not leave much, I fear. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us.
Balassus always was a milksop, I'm afraid, Davenport. My apologies. I think, Witherington, we had better cancel the fine.
Worthington, I had to see you. I can't be alone any longer. It's 3 days and I can still see Davenport when he... Worthington, my God, to look at you, you'd think you'd just seen a ghost now.
I have.
What in God's name do you mean?
I have just had word from Paris. The Honorable Alan Dermot, president of the Society of Everlastings, was killed in a duel in Paris 3 days ago on November the 2nd.
But he...
Don't you see, Belasis, there were 2 dead men at supper with us. It was Dermot's little pleasantry to look as if he were alive when he wasn't.
The coffee head. I saw blood once on his handkerchief.
From the sword cut of the Frenchman who had killed him that morning.
Oh, dear God, that means there are only 3 of us left.
Oh, indeed, Belasis, only 3. The minimum quorum to avoid the Night of All Souls. We'll assemble each October and vote down the meeting. And there'll be no trouble. Until the first of us dies. And then... Don't cry, Belasis. After all, you may be the first to go. And then... You can come with Dermot and Davenport. As a guest.
Good Lord. So that's how it happened. They must all 3 have lived to the last year.
The minute book. Get the minute book.
Look, January 17, 1766. This day, James Catherville became an incorporeal member through hanging himself. Ooh, couldn't take it anymore, poor bastard.
And that tore it. No more quorum to cancel the supper. They had to hold it and welcome their guests.
18 September, 1766. This day, Francis Witherington became an incorporeal member through an apoplexy. Signed Charles Belasis, secretary and sole corporeal of the Everlasting Club.
Apoplexy. Might as well have said a fit. Witherington died of fear.
And Belasis was sole host on November 2nd for a supper he had to provide.
And opposite his name on the list of members?
November 3rd, 1766. This day, Charles Belasis was found dead and staring in his chair and became an incorporeal member of the Everlasting Club. Well, Bill, if Belasis was dead... Who wrote his death entry?
Why, old buddy, you're forgetting something.
What?
Belasis is coming to supper day after tomorrow with the others. Why don't you just ask him? Look at that watch once more, old buddy. It's going to fall off. What time is it now?
3 minutes to midnight.
And this is All Souls Night. It's a drag. Not a ghosty or a ghoulie in sight.
Wait till the clock strike. Have you got the minute book ready for them to sign?
Right here. Open below the last entry.
Last victims, you mean. Robertus Farnham, 1861. Julian Scott, 1960. Oh, these damn candles are burning so dim I can barely see... Bill, there's another name.
What?
Jacobus Warner, 1982. Good God, they've added me.
It can't be.
Where's your name, Bill? Why am I the only name here? Where's your name?
I don't know.
It's time, Bill. It's midnight. They're coming. They're coming up Cow Lane. Gentlemen, your most humble and obedient, come in! In whoever's name. Ah, Mr. President, honorable members.
Mr. Warder, our compliments, sir. It is a nice point of etiquette as to who is entertaining whom. Perhaps it is best simply to join us. Now, we are shut in for the night. Forgive my cough, Mr. Warner. When midnight strikes on this night, we take on the different forms of our deaths. The rapier thrust makes a little trouble in my lung. Even so, I'll wager I'm more presentable than my poor friends here.
You're going to have to fine Mr. Scott for absence, aren't you?
We seem to be missing Julien Scott.
Ah, now, Mr. Warner, that's the cream of the jest. I have played the same trick myself before now. Bite once, bite twice.
What are you saying?
It is a pity that you lack Latin. Juliamus, Mr. Warner, is the Latin for William. In vulgar parlance, Bill.
No. I don't...
Do not turn round too suddenly, Mr. Warner. Huh? Bill Scott put the barrel in his mouth before he fired, but all the same, you should not look at him unprepared.
No. No.
Sorry, almighty.
The real truth of the everlastings, Mr. Warner, is one most people find unbearable to contemplate. Among one's friends, you see, which of us can ever be quite certain who is alive and who is
otherwise?
Just heard The Club of Dead Men, the short story by J. Wentworth Day, dramatized for Nightfall by John Douglas. Featured in tonight's cast were Rex Hagen as Jim Warner and Alan Fawcett as Bill, with Ann Butler as Mrs. Fawcett and Gilly Fennec as the Master of the College. You heard Sean Mulcahy as the Honorable Alan Dermott, Robert Haley as Charles Balassus, John Douglas as Henry Davenport, and Michael Wincott as Francis Witherington. The recording engineer was John Jessup, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott, and the production assistants of Peggy Este. The Club of Dead Men was produced and directed in CBC Toronto by Fred Diehl. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week's Nightfall asks you to keep your eyes peeled and is best heard with an inner vision.
Let's take a little walk before dinner. Can't see over this grass, can you, Snooper? Here, come on. Come on, lie down here, boy. That's it, lie down. That's a good dog. So good, Snooper. Go on, lie down. Do you think I'd hurt you, Snooper? He's a good dog. That's a good dog.
In the Eye of the Beholder, a new story of old-fashioned revenge. It stars Bud Knapp, Wayne Robson, Jeff Bowes, and Marion Waldman. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful. Up the edge.
Funds for the distribution of this NPR Playhouse presentation were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.